Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. It's my pleasure to welcome Wanda Smith of Symphony Placements joining us here, and another special guest also joining us in just a moment or two. I want to let you know, too, that the managerial team at Symphony Placements strives to provide people on a temporary or temporary to permanent and direct hire basis who will mesh with a client's current staff and company culture, people who can quickly acclimate to the beat of the company and position. Their management team includes two staffing experts, founder and 25-plus year veteran of the personnel industry, Wanda Smith, and her protege and business partner, Marta Chabertel, is joining us. Symphony Placements itself was launched in 2006 and has become a go-to resource ever since. Symphony Placements has an excellent record of accomplishment with clients in both government and private sectors and various genres, often supplemental staffing for organizational requirements engaged in federal and state government contracts. They can focus on a few significant talent areas such as the large project staffing, customer contact centers, customer service, medical, administrative and legal services as well. And much of their business comes from repeat clients and referrals, a measure of performance and client value as well. And when taking on each assignment, they apply a consultative approach, digging deeply to understand the client's business and personality. And they also research factors like labor pools and competitive local wages and child care to avoid attention and maximize retention of the hires. She says, I followed my passion and haven't done that badly. I built something larger than I had ever envisioned. We have a succession plan in place for the company, and Marta will continue to carry the torch in the CEO position. My dream, this is Wanda's, will not die. My pleasure to welcome to our show for part one of an exclusive two-part series on Close Up Radio Live, Wanda Smith of Symphony Placements joining us here. Wanda, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. I was looking forward to our chatting for a while.
Me too. My ears were ringing, and I knew today was the day and today was the time, and we put it all together. We made some magic. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Good for technology.
Good for technology, exactly. You know, I was just teasing the audience a little bit about your extraordinary background. Tell us, you were once in the placement field and even worked with your own son. So with that, tell us a little bit about that, but also then what inspired you to launch your own business as you take a look at your own inspirational journey of life?
Well, in 2006, I actually decided to act on my dream, but I had previously been in temporary staffing and permanent placement fields since 1988, and I love the field. I grew in the field, and I worked for small home mama-papa, size businesses, regionals and nationals. And after almost 29 years, I was like at the point, you know, I really think I could do this better on my own. And so I was able to say, okay, this is it. I was 59, by the way, when I decided that Symphony Placements would be born.
That's terrific. That's so great, you know.
Yeah.
So sort of like a second act for you, business, yeah.
You know, actually it was probably my third act because I had in earlier years before temporary staffing, I was an entrepreneur in a restaurant just because I like to cook, which is a poor reason. But I'm a Taurus, and I'm a very stubborn person. and outspoken. I've been accused of not even having a filter. And when I set my mind to something, I want to see it through.
That's it. Determination and resilience and confidence is all very important. You know, I love the name Symphony Placements. Tell us about the name, where it derived from. You get the association of, you know, coordination, orchestration, harmony, cohesiveness, but with a touch of class. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, my fiancé, I was a widow at a younger age, and I was engaged to get married again. And my fiancé happened to have been some advertising experience. So as we would drive around, he would throw out the name of a company or what the company could be named. Anyway, I just didn't want to be ABC temps, 1, 2, 3, temps, labor temps. I mean, it just doesn't convey the adjectives that you mentioned before. So of all things, and then I would try to put a tagline to whatever name that he mentioned. So he threw out Symphony Placements, and I went, we bring harmony to your staffing. And we looked at each other and said, by golly, I think we've got it. And then we used the treble clef as the part of our logo for the S to begin with Symphony. I certainly do get people who think that we place musical talent.
Yes.
Of course, hey, we've never done it, but we could always do it. But that was Symphony. That was exactly what I was thinking of. It's a professionally professional group of people that are highly skilled. And they play in harmony. And what could I say different that that's how we place our people?
That's fantastic. That's a beautiful way to put it together. I love that. It's been quite a journey, continues to be. Obviously, you followed your passion, and it's something that you're very proud of all that you and your firm have accomplished. And it is a role model for female empowerment, and it's really incredible. Distinguished as a woman-owned business handling government private placements with finesse, as I mentioned, and I think that's fantastic. Somebody else that's a part of this amazing journey is also waiting in the wings here on Close Up Radio Live, and as opposed to me doing one of my well-known, elaborate introductions. Since you have this wonderful relationship with her, I'd love to have you introduce our next guest joining us as well.
Yes, my president of my company, Marta Chavatel. Marta and I have a very interesting background, and Marta was extremely instrumental in helping me grow this business. She had been in temporary staffing, and she was working as a consultant for a company, and she made an appointment to come in to interview me to see if she would like me to be their contractor for help on this particular project, which was during the holiday season. So we ended up staying in the conference room for 4 hours talking. Finally, I said, why don't you just come to work for me? Well, it took a little bit, but finally, in January 2012, Marta Chavatel joined the company as a part-timer to do business development. Today, I have, back when I did my succession program, Marta became a partner in my company, and she is really the face of the company now. And I'd like her to talk about the kind of business. We originally chartered in Maryland, and our office was in Baltimore. And, of course, Washington, D.C. is really close. And we do a lot of government, both federal and state. But I'm going to allow Marta to go ahead and address that, since she does all the business development these days.
Marta, welcome to Close Marta? Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Wanda, for that lovely introduction. I appreciate that. It's been a pleasure the last, well, it's been almost 14 years, 12, but we knew each other, you know, a little bit before I became partner. I think one of the things that Wanda did very well in the early days was get us connected with our MBE. We do, you know, we are in Baltimore, but we are close to D.C. We do a lot of government and state work, as Wanda mentioned. We're connected with consulting firms as their subcontractor. So close to D.C., we're actually doing business in D.C. For their D.C. access system, which, you know, we nicknamed DAX. And what that does is we assist the D.C. residents with TANF and SNAP. If you're not familiar with those terms, SNAP is food stamps. TANF is it could be anything from child care to housing to job training. They also assist the residents with Medicaid and Medicare enrollment. And we've been doing that for quite some time. We've been very successful, and as of today, we're the only staffing agency assisting with this project. We've had other projects, government and state, that we're doing, a lot of very interesting projects that involve the CDC and healthcare. So it's my passion. That area is my passion because I think it's such a feel-good project. We're really helping folks, and for the recruiters, the find is, you know, very competitive for them because they want people that have, you know, the experience, the empathy to assist residents regarding all these services and support that's available to them. So, you know, we feel really good as a company that we're able to support these projects.
Which is so important, exactly. Your firm was chartered in Baltimore, Maryland. That's pretty close to Washington, D.C. Tell us about the handling of government work.
Well, as I mentioned, the government work, the closest one we have to D.C. is that D.C. access system.
Yeah.
So that government work involves a lot of different hoops and things to jump through. It is throughout the United States. We have some other projects throughout the United States. But the government work is really connected to these large consulting firms that we assist on the contracts. We act as the subcontractor for those projects. But we don't necessarily,
you know,
work directly.
One really interesting fact, we're talking about changes since I went in the staffing industry in 1988. We have, excuse me, with some of our contracts, there's different criteria. For instance, we cannot hire non-U.S. citizens. And we have people constantly trying to join our company as one of our employees by calling in from a foreign country. So, Jim, we were talking about, we mentioned technology at the very beginning. This will be really interesting, and I think our company is probably one of the few companies that goes to this length. But as they are interviewing people, we are also checking their IP address to make sure that they live where they say they live, which has to be in the continental United States. We just had somebody from Costa Rica who just went through most of the hiring process, and she hadn't gotten to checking his IP address. As it turned out, he was right in his home in Costa Rica calling us saying he lived, I forget what state it was, I'm going to say Miami, but this is the extent. This is what sets our business aside from the average temporary staffing agency. Now, when you're talking about working with these global advisory and technology service providers, and some of them we've been on contract, since 2007, 2009, and it is amazing as we have gotten more mature in the industry, our clients become more mature, the states and the federal government become more mature and keep adding on numerous, I'll call them hoops, or criteria that we have to make sure that our subcontracting people all qualify. We even check, Marta was telling me the other day, we even check the speed of their internet at their homes because all of our recruiters are virtual. We never went back after COVID. We, our clients, it's pretty hard. So one of our biggest niches is customer contact centers or call centers. And so call centers will have hundreds of people. But when COVID came about, we couldn't put people 6 feet apart in a call center. The roof, it just couldn't stretch that big. So we came up with all of the different ways to recruit, interview, background check, and finally onboarding of that individual so they could come down, put the kids on the bus, sit down in their home office, and plug in and be ready to take calls. And this is what we have people all over the United States doing.
That's fantastic. It really is. You know, one of the other things, too, is these hiring areas and the focus, the super focus that you have on them, these customer contact centers, a large volume of business, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, these clients are all international companies, although we've not gone international, but I'm not going to say that we never will. With Marta at the helm with business development, she might have us over in Italy someday. Who knows? Then I have an excuse to take a trip. But the customer contact centers is a large, large volume of business. And unfortunately, many, many companies, as you know, have outsourced to offshore agencies that do customer service. I hate to get on the phone with some of my accounts because I'm ending up, I can't understand the people. They have thick accents, very rigid. And between the Philippines and India are two major, major providers of recruiters, but they're not recruiters, not like our recruiters know people and they know the client. It's almost as if they had worked in one of these contact centers themselves. And they know what our client needs, and they match it to a T. And so when you call any of the customer contact centers and you are answered by a Symphony Placement temporary employee, guess what? They're from the U.S. and speak English, and English that you can understand. And for our, we also do a great deal of bilingual, but they have been tested to make sure that they speak fluidly in the language that is needed for that particular contact center.
It's amazing. Did you want to add anything to that, Marta?
Well, I think, you know, as a company, we have really developed a very lengthy vetting process that's needed in order to make sure we're servicing the client. We've developed, you know, an onboarding process, an interview process, a vetting process that, you know, almost assures that this person is, you know, an A candidate for the job. Takes a little bit longer, but, you know, Wanda thinks the same way. We'd rather do it the right way than the way we were taught in the business world many years ago when we both started in staffing. We both believe in doing it right, the right way. So, again, it takes a little bit longer, and we've added processes, but it's the right way to do it. So we, you know, we feel good about that, and our reputation is, you know, very well.
It speaks volumes. It does.
It does.
Our reputation speaks volumes. And how else can you hold on to contracts for year after year after year? That is not really known in the staffing industry. There's always a turnover with contracts and clients because either they misread what the client needs or they just did not take the pride in their placements. Of course, the more they do that, the more clients learn about us and come to Symphony, get it done right.
Very
true. Bottom line. Yeah, that's the. How has the industry changed? How are some of the changes, and maybe even with the use of technology, things of that nature, that have helped everything maybe and make it more efficient, more streamlined, in a way that can be very positive?
Well, as far as technology, you know, I was on the brink of technology, not fully immersed in technology when I started Symphony, but I kept trying to learn and see what the big guys, the big international staffing companies were doing, and we really patterned Symphony's startup as all saturated through through the internet. For instance, here's one. We can send different evaluations directly to someone. They're timed. They can't have anyone take them for them, and they're in maybe 5, 6, 7 languages. So that is a big change. We didn't have the internet that we have now. We didn't have the social media. Today, it's far less intrusive to introduce yourself by social media to somebody that you may have some things in common with. But we didn't have that back in those days. We had very little as far as technology. It was go out, wear down the shoe leather, knock on the door, and try to see somebody without an appointment. And that perhaps is one of my biggest pet peeves and why I did not want to continue working for my competition. And that is, it's a relationship business. You have to develop a relationship. And who is busy, not busy enough, that someone's going to appear at their receptionist desk, which, by the way, they don't have receptionist desk anymore, but arrive and try to get in to see somebody with an appointment. It's totally unproductive. You need to either be introduced or introduce yourself and take time to cultivate and grow a relationship without going in and saying, you need a couple attempts today. That's the way it used to be.
That's wonderful. That really is. I tell you, it's you're obviously finding great pleasure in doing this work. You've got the excellent record of accomplishment with clients, as I mentioned, in both government and private sectors, various genres of supplemental staffing and so much more. But there's a real joy I hear in both of you, coming from both of you, that I think is an added value for your clients, a real passion, a dedication, a resilience, but a real love for the work and wanting to help, you know, guide people in the way that you do.
Yeah, I think that I always joke that it was a Marta and Wanda show, and we would, when we were finally invited by our new they were prospects at the time, and we were invited to come out and meet them in person. They hadn't laid eyes on us. They had just spoken to us, or we had just conversed through email or even through some of the other social media platforms, is that it shows. It shows everywhere with Marta and me. I'm 77 years old, and I am still working probably a good 45 to 50 hours a week. Marta, my God, she probably works 70 hours a week. I don't think she ever stops working. But it does. You can't lie to a client or to a prospect and pretend and act like you really enjoy what you do. It speaks volumes when you have that enthusiasm in your body language, in your voice, in everything. And then you never heard of me? Okay, why don't you call this person? We're currently working on 4 or 5 of their customer contact centers in 4 different states. Ask them about Symphony placement. And that client retention speaks for itself. They like us. We like them. And we do good things for them. And they do good things for us. They pay our bills. But, you know, it is enjoyment. It's enjoyment when, you know, a client says, and I, Marta, what do clients tell? She gets to hear the accolades because I don't usually speak to clients anymore. What are some of the accolades that our clients have said to you, Marta?
Well, I think the biggest thing is whenever there's a major something coming up, call Symphony. They'll get it done in 2 days. Yeah, we're excited, Wanda, now that we're now getting into this North Carolina, this disaster recovery work from the recent hurricane. You know, that speaks volumes when we're asked to do, you know, we're in a company and we are in 20 different branches of that company because we're the go-to. They know we're going to get it done.
That's really important. It is. They can count and rely on you, which I think is terrific.
Yep.
I want to let the audience know that this is part one of a two-part series, and part two coming up next week. If you'd like to learn more and work with folks just like Marta and Wanda, they are on your side. Go to this address, symphonyplacements.com. That's symphonyplacements.com to connect and learn more. A real pleasure to have both of you on the show today, Marta and Wanda. I appreciate all the time, and you can hear the commitment, you can hear the pride, the admiration you have for one another, but also for your clients, and it's a real pleasure getting a chance to sprinkle that in and share some of that with our audience today here on Close Up Radio Live, and we look forward to the part two coming up next week, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with each of you today.
Sure did, Jim. I look forward to next week and to talk to Doug Llewellyn again. It's been a few years that have passed since Doug and I had a conversation.
Well, we're very happy that you're here with us, Wanda. It's a real pleasure and a joy. And Marta, thank you for joining us as well on this episode of the program.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You are very welcome. Thank you, Marta. And Wanda, again, thank you as well. A real pleasure having you here today.
Thanks, Jim. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. You as well. Love that passion and energy, right? That's just a little sample of what you'll experience, everybody, when you connect with Wanda and Marta. SymphonyPlacements.com is the website. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time, this time till next time. Stay right there. We'll be back in just a minute or so with another incredible guest celebrated from around the world here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, do have a great day. We appreciate you being here, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.